I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon was already fighting a financial crisis before the coronavirus hit. And now with the coronavirus outbreak and Lebanon on lockdown, suffering is twofold. Triumphant Mercy's Nuna says they're doing what they can to support people with aid and hope.
Having Christ is what makes me go and what makes me always see that He is the hope of the nations. He is the one who can change things. He's the one who can transform situations. But other people, if they don't have Christ, where would they put their hope? They want to put their hope in political leaders or in social systems or in what? So that's what our role is. Our role is to bring Christ into people's lives.
Ask God to sustain Lebanon and its people during this time of crisis. And the Syrian conflict turned 9 last weekend. On March 15, 2011, protesters lined the streets and the government cracked down. When opposition forces hit back, the situation escalated into civil war. And today, more than 11 million Syrians are displaced by the violence. Yet out of the darkness shines a glimmer of hope. Victor Shadek from the Program for Theological Education by Extension says some of their biggest classes are within Syria.
The classes and the number of the students is growing and even increasing in the time of the war in Syria. People there really was encouraged to carry on and study the Word of God through the time of war and through the time of persecution.
Go to missionnews.org to learn how you can support this growing church movement. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.